Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to a powerful encounter with the Word of God, brought to you by Eastwood Annabelle.
This morning, I want to be speaking to you about the rulers of the darkness of this world. And I want to tell you people, anybody who pretends in this world to be in charge is just deceiving himself. Anybody who pretends to be in charge is deceiving himself. You see this monitor? It is showing pictures, but this thing is not in charge. Somebody is controlling this whole thing from the top there. If all the machines they feel and the person they feel, nothing will show you. So you see your family, you are not in charge. You see your business, you are not in charge. You see your town, you are not in charge. You see Ghana, no president, no prime minister, no regional minister, nobody is in charge. You see this church? Nobody is in charge. This church, God in heaven, operated by angelic beings, is in charge. You see, people, everybody in this world is controlled either by God or Satan. You meet some people, they tell you they are free thinkers. There's no free thinker. You are either a God thinker or Satan thinker. You don't have a brain of your own. From the day Adam and Eve fell, something else started controlling human beings. The way we think, the way we behave, the way we act. So it starts from the principalities. Arche or Arkas. Then Exousia or Exousias. We come to the third one, the Cosmocrator. Cosmocrator, that is the rulers of the darkness of this world. Now, the world over there is the aeon, which is the age, okay? So the rulers of the darkness of this world. And that word ruler, the word ruler is the Greek word there, Cosmocrator, okay? And it means a world ruler. Lord of the world, Cosmocrator, Lord of the world forces and princes of this age. So if you come to Ghana, there is a major principality over the whole nation. There's a principality over the whole nation. If you know it, you know it. I remember years ago, one of the time, the Lord gave me a revelation, and there was a man who said we should come and pray for him. And then we went to pray in this executive's office, okay. And I went to Prophet Yawano, went to pray. When we entered the place, Prophet Yawano started seeing some things. Then me too, the Lord opened my eyes, I started seeing some things. I will not describe them in detail. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of the things that are happening around us, there are very serious controls. So when you are going into a hospital, you are going for a surgery, you are going into a hospital, and you are going into something, the prayers you must pray, and that's because some of the nurses standing there, and the ones who call themselves senior medical officers, and by the time you enter a theater, the doctor who is coming there, everybody is under control. Something is controlling everybody. Everybody is coming there with an assignment. Either it is God who is sending the person to come and heal you and bring you out, or the enemy is sending them to come and finish you completely. So, as soon as you are trying to be rushed into a hospital, even the choice of your hospital should be done prayerfully. So here are Cosmocrator, which means world ruler, Lord of the world, world forces, prince of this age. And the word darkness is the Greek word skotos. And the skotos means darkness, obscurity, darkened eyesight. And the word world, of course, is the aeon, which means an age, a continual duration, or a space of time. Now, for every space of time, there is a way the cosmocrator operates. And the main aim of this cosmocrator is to keep people in darkness. So, the word translation of the Bible calls the rulers of the darkness of this world the powers who govern this world of darkness. The powers which govern the darkness of this world. They are the rulers of the age that plan and execute the work of darkness. Their main assignment is to keep people in darkness, prevent them from being born again, prevent them from seeing the gospel, the light of the gospel of Jesus. So some regions and some areas are easier to evangelize than others. I was with Papa Archbishop Duncan Williams last 2 weeks. He told me, he said, Israel, if you are in Accra, your church will be like 20,000 members or 10,000 members. But the Borgatanga where you are. You know, and that is not like the people here are bad. There is something in the air that will blindfold you. You will even see the gospel. But when you go to a place like Accra, for many, many years, pastors have been fighting. Those old men of God we know from the time of Brother Enoch Agbozo, Archbishop himself, and others who started praying and breaking down the forces of darkness, and all night prayer meetings, and they were breaking the atmosphere, destroying many things. Pastor Mike, I'm telling you, the kind of all nights they do in Accra, Bonga people find it difficult to do it. You have tried a few all nights here. After 3 hours, you think you are beating up all the people. They look tired. And that's because, you see, they are operating in some heavens, which is heavens of brass. Something is sitting. You can come into the church and even the people, you can see something is sitting on them. I'm telling you, people, to the glory of God, it takes some extraordinary grace, an amazing manifestation of the power of God to see what you are seeing in this building today. No. The Bible talks about, I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Then it talks about your heavens shall be brass and iron. And that dust and powder will rain upon you. And we have these nations, you go to places like Kumasi, and these men of old were praying, Pastor Ola and others, Douglas Rimpong and others, and they are praying for a long time. But I can tell you that even in Boga, here now, Upper East Region, it is easier than those years. When I started coming into this place from the days I was in the university, into 1981, 82, 83, those days were very difficult. In fact, this, what we are seeing here, would have been impossible. God has helped this region. There has been a lot of progress. And as we are praying, this region, Upper East, must be thankful to God for Christianity. Christianity has made a lot of difference in our region. Christianity, all these assemblies of God churches and Presbyterian churches, and they are praying and they are believing God, and the Methodist churches and the Baptist churches, they are in the villages and they are praying and they are praying and they are praying. And like Prophet Sherman said, so sometimes you pray and you think that God has not answered the prayer. You have prayed, you don't understand the prayer, but the devil has understood it. And that's because principalities and powers are coming to the ground. The Bible said the weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. There are strongholds in the minds of people. Strongholds. Have you seen the human beings who normally say, I would die in my church? I would die in my church. It's a spirit. I would die in my religion. It's a spirit. As for me, all our family, this is where we go to church. And this is the shrine we worship. And this is our religion. We are all Muslim. Nobody can convert us. All that is a spirit. But I pray that the light of the gospel of Jesus will begin to shine. Let the light shine. Let the light shine. Let the light shine. Come on, scream like your voice is yours. It's a spirit. And the way this spirit operates is that, number one, it's a light blocker. That spirit is a light blocker. The spirit is a light blocker. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians, I beg your pardon, chapter 4 and the verse number 3 to 6. Listen to what he said. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. It is hid to them that are lost. This scripture makes it look like you are practically not in control of yourself. I know Prophet Godfrey was teaching about people having a role to play in their healing. A mom and I were talking about it. And then you talked about the woman who took E. Higgins' books and went and read and read and read and came back healed. That is a woman taking responsibility according to man of God for her faith. But I'm telling you, if you take responsibility for your faith, one of the responsibilities should be that you must be humble. If you are not humble, you will never be saved. Because the people who are bringing you the true gospel, you will drive them away. I was born in that church. I was born in that religion. As for me, my father was a Catholic. I don't need salvation. Me, my father was a pastor in so and so church. I don't need salvation. Me, my father was the general overseer of a ministry. I don't need. Look, I was born saved. Something has covered your eyes. The gospel is hidden to you. And see the human beings who never take a Bible and read. They will never go to a church. The devil has taken hold of them. Today I was coming to church, and when I drove in, I saw a man who was on the veranda. Nice man. On his phone. Taking it easy. The devil has confused this man. This man, Cosmo Krator. What is it? You see, he has even come here. He still doesn't know why he's here. He's standing on the veranda and he's just conversing. So this kind of spirit, when it takes hold of a place, it just binds their mind. They can't see anything. It's like when we were talking about the powers yesterday. If the principalities and powers decide that there should be civil war or ethnic division, you cannot stop it. Except prayer. We must thank God for the church in the Upper East region, in Ghana, the church in Africa. Sometimes you hear somebody talking and they say, the only problem in this Ghana is the church. Remove us and see what will happen. No. You take us out, the whole of this world will collapse. Take the church out of the world and you have darkness. Take the world out of church. Take the church out of the world and you have total chaos, because we are the pillar of truth. And get this, we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. We refuse to allow you to think that the church is not important. The church is the reason for development. We are the reason for peace. We are the reason for breakthrough. We are the reason. Go around many African countries. And they will tell you that the civilization came because of missionaries. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. The gospel is the best thing that ever happened to your family. I can tell you what the gospel has done in my family. The gospel came into my family and changed my family. The gospel of Jesus Christ. God opened the eyes of my big sister. And then God opened my eyes. And then the rest of the family began to follow. I pray that God will open somebody's eyes. God will open somebody's eyes in the village. God will open somebody's eyes in the town. We command the cosmocrator, the principalities and the powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. We command your influence to be removed from the lives of people in the name of Jesus. He said, and if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. They are lost. They are lost. They can't see. When you are praying, they are laughing at you. It is our gospel. And I thank God it is our gospel. Not their gospel. Our gospel. It's hidden. It is hid to them that are lost. Verse number 4. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not. Don't be deceived. Your mind is blinded. You can't see. Oh, you see, all these people, these pastors have deceived, and they are following all these pastors. And they are, no, they are not deceived though. You are the one who is blinded. You can't see. You can't see. You open your eyes no matter what, you can't see. And that's because pride and arrogance has prevented you from seeing. But we thank God for the grace he gave us to see. For by grace are you saved. And that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Anybody that is saved, come on, shout out your thanksgiving and praise the name of Jesus. You are saved. You are saved. But the God of this world, and if there is a God of this world, then there is the God of Bogatanga, and then there is the God of Accra, and then there is the God of Kumasi, and then there is the God of Boku, and there is the God of Navrungu, and there is the God of Sandama, and there is the God of Wa, and this God just blindfolds people who should not be saved and prevents them from being saved. And this spirit will use the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of that. Do you know there are people who would not be born again just because they want opportunity to have two wives? No, it is called the lust of the flesh. It will shock you the number of men who will not be born again because they have to marry two wives. And they know if they get born again, they cannot have two wives. So the devil has told them that, you know what, it's more important to have two wives than to be saved. But one day you will die and leave the two wives. You can carry them to heaven or hell. Some people refuse to be born again because they are saying, if I get born again, I have to stop the pito. So because of calabash, you go hell. Somebody to say lotto. Masan king ta repenti setin big lotto baho. Wallahi, makan big lotto baho. You failed mathematics. Is it lotto that can give you success? Lotto. Like a cutting lotto. I nearly gave some numbers. They would have used it. One day I cracked a joke. Some people turned it into a prophecy. And a spiritual mother of mine was talking to me and said, Pastor Isu, even your joke is a prophecy to some people. And there are others who prophesy and they say they are jokers. But I'm praying for somebody. Value your soul. The enemy has blinded you. And you know another thing he can use to blind you? Education. He can use education to just blindfold you. Education. He will use education to blindfold you. Oh, you know, all these churches, all these illiterate people who are in the churches, they haven't gone to school. They are just ignorant people and they are illiterate. I think these days they have reduced that a lot because they've seen that the pastors are very intelligent people. And you can listen to the pastor, and you can tell that his level of intelligence may be higher than yours. That one has reached. And then they are beginning to see Dr. Abednego Banza, who is sitting in the church and clapping his hands and singing and falling under the power. They are forced to stop. They are forced to stop. And they can see Dr. Sebastian in the church and Dr. Boogie in the church. And they can see businessman Peter Arongo in the church. They can see them. These are frustrated people. And they can see Pastor Mike, and he's a geologist. He's not a truck pusher. They are compelled to stop. But ladies and gentlemen, the devil can use some small education and blindfold you completely. And you are sitting there, you know, I'm not one of those people they can deceive. I'm just wise. No, you are not wise. Your education has blinded you completely. Oh, but Paul was writing to the Galatians. And he spoke to these Galatians and told them about the reason why they were not standing in the gospel. They started in the spirit, but something happened to them, and Paul wrote to them. In those days of the Galatian churches or Christians, there were about over 70 spurious gospels. When I talk about 70 spurious gospels, I'm talking about gospels that were really not gospels, that were accepted by the early apostles. If it's in today's language, we will say that those gospels or messages were not canonized. Okay. And these gospels were all over the place. And one of the things about those gospels is that those gospels were telling them that if they wanted to be saved, they must practice Judaism, the law of Moses. Otherwise, they are not saved. So they were compelled to practice something like circumcision. So Paul would write to the Christians and tell them, beware of circumcision, beware of dogs. Beware of concision, and concision is circumcision. And beware of dogs. You call them dogs. So, here is Paul writing to the Galatians. And he said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ to another gospel. Oh, these days, I tell you, the Christians are moving quickly to another gospel. They've forgotten how they got born again. They forgot how they got saved. They forgot in so many things. They now have itching ears. They are running after things they didn't know from the beginning. You know, be very careful when you think your eyes are opening and you are now receiving a new gospel and a new revelation, especially in this world of social media. Oh, yeah. I've been deceived for a long time. Now my eyes are open. Your eyes are now open at this age. You got born again. You stayed in the faith 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. It's now your eyes are open. Then your blindness lasted too long. I pray that you will stay in the gospel of grace that God gave unto you. Go on for me. Which is not another gospel. What he's trying to say is that the gospel can only be one. So if you are receiving another gospel, it's a fake gospel. He said, but there will be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. So many people are perverting the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, that means we cannot do that. And an angel cannot do that. An angel from heaven cannot do that. So if you see somebody giving you another gospel, then it is a messenger of Satan who has disguised himself as a messenger of light. And it is also a demonic angel that has disguised himself as an angel from heaven. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you, that we have not preached unto you, let him be accursed. There is nothing like when you are sitting in church with a member, and this member is doing so well, and you now start hearing stories that the member is following another gospel. And watch this. Sometimes when they start following another gospel, the way they hate where they are coming from. What you should know to know, what you should use to know that you are following a false doctrine, is the hatred you have for where you are coming from. Now, you decided to believe something, that's fine. Why do you hate these other church members so much? My father left idolatry. I left idolatry without hating idol worshippers. I was still going to my family house. I repented from idol worship. My father was still worshipping idols. I was going to the house. Mommy was going to the house. We were going to greet my father with all his idols. We would sit down, greet him nicely, and bless him. We didn't hate him. And the gospel, which is mixed with hatred, confusion, fighting, arguments, is another gospel. Now you left. You left. Let's assume what you have is the truth. But the question is, why do you hate us so much? Do you hate Muslims like that? Do you hate witches like that? Do you hate diviners like that? Do you hate Shintoists like that? Do you hate Buddhists like that? Why do you hate us so much? If yours is the true gospel, the amount of hatred in you shows that your gospel is not the gospel of Christ. I can tell you this. If it's the real gospel of Jesus, even idol worshippers, you will love them. You will not speak against them so bitterly that your cheeks are beginning to shiver. Why are you so full of hatred? It is the true gospel of Jesus. So Paul said, though we or an angel or anybody speaks to you another gospel, let that person be accursed. And these days you see them, when they walk out of the church, they become an enemy of the church. Anything you have built over 20 years, they want to pull it down in 20 days. The only thing is that you will not succeed. Because he said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. You didn't make that man of God. You cannot bring him down. You cannot bring him down. You didn't build that church. You can't bring it down. Come on, scream like nobody can bring you down.
I believe you've been blessed by this message. For further information, please visit www.eastwoodanaba.com. God bless you richly.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.